This is Graham Hooper, author of A Better Way to Live, a collection of 52 short studies on themes from the wonderful books of Proverbs and Psalms found in the Old Testament of the Bible. This recording is one of a series of audio excerpts of the book. My book was published by Acorn Press, now an imprint of Bible Society Australia. It's available in print and in ebook editions through Koorong Books and other suppliers. Special thanks to Dave Wilkinson of Old School Audio for creating this audio recording. I hope you enjoy listening and that you discover, or perhaps rediscover, how God still speaks to us today through these ancient books of the Bible. So let's get into it. Chapter 1. Wisdom for the Everyday. Blessed are those who find wisdom, those who gain understanding. Proverbs chapter 3. Verse 13. The book of Proverbs is about everyday life. It doesn't tell us much about prayer or worship or the afterlife. It does teach us how to live wisely in this world. As my favourite commentator on Proverbs, Derek Kidner, says, Proverbs seldom takes you to church, quote unquote. He goes on to explain what he means. It calls across to you in the street about some everyday matter. Its function in Scripture is to put godliness into working clothes, to name business and society as spheres in which we are to quit ourselves with credit to our Lord. Proverbs is a great book to turn to before starting work in the morning. Why? Because it deals directly, through pithy and sometimes funny illustrations, with many of the issues we face in our working day. Honesty, the value of hard work, dealing with conflict, willingness to listen and learn. It warns us about the folly of self-promotion, unfaithfulness, and deceit. It helps us understand what foolishness and wisdom look like in the real world, and how faith in God works out in day-to-day plans and actions. We need wisdom for work because we spend most of our waking hours focused on work. And by work here, I mean everything we do that requires effort. Whether study, routine chores at home, raising children, voluntary work, paid work, looking for employment, or running a business. Our daily tasks may not require us to make weighty or critical decisions every day, but they do require us to speak, act, and react in seemingly mundane situations. As we make hundreds of small decisions, affecting others and influencing the direction of our own lives, the Bible promises that we have the Holy Spirit as our guide and the Bible itself as our teacher, and both point us to wisdom as a precious gift that we should highly prize. I've spent most of my life working in the infrastructure business, a job that has taken me to some 20 countries. My wife and I have lived for extended periods in Africa, Asia, Europe, and Australia. And whatever our work situation and whatever culture we're in, the book of Proverbs speaks to us about how to deal with difficult situations and difficult relationships. It teaches us, it warns us, it encourages and inspires us. It is a very practical book, and it deals with real-world problems. But it is also a very spiritual book, because God speaks to us through it. Proverbs contains many warnings, most of which could be summed up in the phrase, don't mess up your life by foolish words and foolish actions. Our TV news bulletins and social media feeds serve up a daily diet of stories about people behaving badly. Even as I write, the lead news story in front of me describes politicians and developers caught up in corruption scandals that are gradually being uncovered in a commission of inquiry. The process is already damaging lives, relationships and reputations irreparably. The same front page also reports on a highly regarded, supposedly intelligent, sports celebrity caught sniffing cocaine in a public toilet. Let's look and listen and learn. In our own spheres of work, we may encounter bullies, cheats and gossips. People who mess up their own lives and spoil those of others. In my work, I've seen people caught up unnecessarily in conflict. And sometimes lawsuits, because of things they've unwisely said, written, emailed, tweeted, or posted on the internet. I know the damage I can cause by unwise words and actions, saying or doing the wrong thing at the wrong time. In that rather fanciful but I think delightful old film Groundhog Day, the main character played by Bill Murray is repeatedly given the opportunity to relive his daily encounters. Each time he handles the situations better as he learns from his mistakes and acts and speaks more wisely. There are times when we might wish for our own Groundhog Day, an opportune rerun of the situations in which we've messed up. In real life, of course, we don't get to relive our mistakes. But we do have the opportunity to learn from them and grow wiser from the experience. If we are wise, we learn from the mistakes of others as well as from our own. To listen to God's warnings in Proverbs is even wiser. But Proverbs is much more than instructions and warnings. It is a very positive book. It celebrates the benefits and the blessings that come to the one who chooses to live wisely. Wisdom will bring long life and prosperity, chapter 3, verse 2. It will preserve our reputations and good names, verse 4. The wise ones are well respected and well reputed. They trust in the sovereign Lord God, verses 5 and 6. They are humble and not wise in their own eyes, verses 7 and 8. Their generosity towards God will bring them prosperity, verses 9 to 10. And they're willing to take correction from others. Proverbs also inspires us with role models of wise people. It pictures wisdom as a quality that enhances our lives and relationships. When people speak and act wisely at work, then work becomes a more enjoyable experience. So it is in every part of life. Wisdom in action actually beautifies our lives and transforms relationships. I am very thankful to have known some very wise people and to have learnt from them. When I first became a Christian while living in East Africa in my 20s, there were many things in my life that were clearly inconsistent with Christian faith. But looking back, I'm grateful for the practical wisdom of those Christian leaders who encouraged me in my new faith instead of pointing out all my shortcomings. Their wisdom helped change my life. They also left me an example of wise leadership to follow. In later years, while working in the island of Mauritius, I met Bert, an electrician, whose example of living as a Christian in a secular workplace is indelibly printed on my memory. He would react to some of my questions and wild statements about moral issues and ethical standards at work with just a smile and a raised eyebrow, rather than giving me a lecture. That silence spoke more clearly than any words. As Proverbs chapter 3, verse 18 says, "Whoever finds and exercises wisdom is truly blessed." Let me close with three questions you might want to think about and reflect on. First, why is wisdom such a rare quality? Second, according to Proverbs 3, verse 13 to 16, why is the one who finds wisdom so blessed? And third, in what areas of your life do you need wisdom right now?